everyone. My name is called Hillary O'Cott, and welcome again to a very exciting time here at God's Wisdom Podcast. Today, I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. May God continue to bless you, to encourage you, and may you find peace when you're listening to this podcast. May you relax where you are, in your car, in your home, whether you're walking. And actually, there's a reward when you're listening to God's word. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, that in Galatians also says that it actually speaks to the Galatians and asks them a question: did you receive the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, through the works of the law or through the hearing of faith? Did miracles happen in your lives because you heard the word of the gospel, which you continue to hear? Or did miracles happen because you did the works of the law? So the answer, actually, you literally know, it's actually when you hear the word of God, when you continuously hear the word of God, and you hear and hear and hear, the Bible says that miracles happen, the Spirit is poured out into your life. And that, I think, perhaps that is the primary way in which God heals you, in which God pours out His Spirit. Yes, there are other ways in which God pours out His Spirit. There is the work of the miracles. There is a gift of healing. There is laying on of hands. But perhaps the primary way in which God is actually not compelled, is actually God has to. It's actually a divine order for God to heal you, for God to provide for you. It's actually through the hearing of the gospel. And Paul actually says in the book of Corinthians, he says to the Corinthians that, he says to them, what did he say? He says that through the foolishness of the gospel preached unto you, to bring about salvation unto you. So the moment you hear the word of God being proclaimed in your buses, in your radio, everywhere in your life, the moment you hear, actually there's a divine order for God to do a miracle in your life. I believe so. The main reason why God has actually allowed that, there has to be phones, there has to be podcasts, there has to be all this, for the gospel to go forth through the four corners of the world. And that is what I believe in. I believe that through the gospel, you are healed. Through the gospel, God heals you. God provides for you. God makes your family whole again. And yeah, be zealous to hear. And the moment you hear the word of God, you know what happens? The Bible says faith comes into your life. And with faith, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Which literally says, with faith, you're actually pleasing God so much. There are some words that you can say to God that literally pleases Him. There are some words which you say to other people, displeases the Lord. And yeah, there are things that you can do that pleases Him so much. Like the young boy Solomon. I was hearing another sermon. Solomon actually prayed a prayer that God asked him, what should I give you? And Solomon replied, that you may give me a hearing heart, which is wisdom. That you may give me wisdom. And the Bible said this speech pleased the Lord. The moment Solomon told God that I literally need wisdom, it pleased the Lord. So there are things that you can say to God that pleases Him. And our God is yesterday, today, and forever the same. And you can tell Him, Lord, I literally need a hearing heart. I literally need to hear You, to have wisdom. And it literally pleases Him even now. Like, for example, there's a food which you eat and literally it amazes you every time. Maybe it's chicken rice. Maybe it's rice and beans. Maybe it's chapati. The moment, every time you think about it, you actually crave it. Maybe it's fries. The moment you crave it, you actually want to eat. It pleases you when you eat that kind of food. And I believe that what happens when you listen, when you do some things for the Lord. It pleases Him. It pleases our Heavenly Father. So today, today we want to speak about a topic which is called hoping a fresh, because it's a new year. I feel in my heart that we need to hope anew, hoping anew, hope God afresh. And we can literally look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 11, the famous book of Jeremiah 3:11, which says, I know the plans I have for you. God has a plan for your life. And the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The Lord plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God actually has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. I want it to go deep in your heart in this generation where there's so uncertainty of the future, and the social media is full of people who are literally mad at God. I want it to go deep in your heart that God is not there to harm you. He's not there to take away your family. He's not out there to do something bad to your body. On some people will say that that God took away my financial world. God took away my spouse. God did not take away. The Bible says all good and perfect gifts come from God. Every good and perfect gift come from God. So I want you to realign your heart, your emotion, to your belief to this one truth, that all good and perfect gift, good and perfect, come from God the Father. God wants you to be well. He wants to be whole. He wants you to be wealthy. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be a seed of Abraham. As Christ is, so are you. The Bible says that he became poor so that you through his poverty may become rich. By his stripes you are healed. Call it what you want, wealth and wealth, health. God wants you to be healthy and to be prosperous. So the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you what? A hope and a future. He wants to renew your hope. He wants to give you a hope that things will happen. And actually the word hope in the Greek is, it's literally elpis. Elpis, the word hope is elpis in Greek. And elpis means the positive expectation of good in your future, that good things are going to happen in your future. Good things, you can only expect good in your future. And this is the hope that we have, that good things will happen in our future. Though we have a glorious hope that will happen when Jesus comes back. There's a glorious hope where creation and we, the children of God, everything will realign back to him, and there will be no groaning. The earth will no longer be in travail and in pain, but the earth will be whole again, how God intended. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, actually, I read it speaks about the lion and the sheep will be dwelling together. There'll be tranquility, there'll be peace, there will be wholeness. Yes, and I want you to know that God has a plan for you, and the plan for you he has is to give you a hope and a future. And the reason why the Lord actually prompts me that we need to speak more of hoping afresh in this generation is because the rise of the social media. God, literally, I know that God in the first place intended that social media will be used to propagate the gospel, but actually the enemy crept in and he is trying to defile, he's still trying to defile every aspect of social media with competition, with everything that is happening. Like one day I remember, I was just having a good day, and literally what happened that day, I went to Instagram and I saw someone the same age as me, and he was literally, I believe he was not godly, he was not, and he seemed to have a good life, and I was like, Lord. So I want you to, it happens to every one of us, the competition, the swiftness, the what of life. So I want your heart to be, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 23:17, it says, do not let your heart envy sinners. Do not let your heart be jealous for sinners, literally. those who live godless lives and have no hope for salvation. They have no glorious hope that one day Christ will come back for us. Those people who live godless lives, the Bible says, do not envy them. Do not try to convert them to see that they are above. The Bible says, do not let your heart, your imagination, do not even think in your mind. Don't let your heart envy sinners, but continue to live in the reverent worship in the fear of the Lord day by day. This is our mandate every day, to continue to be zealous for the Lord. Like in the last episode, which we spoke about being zealous for the work of God, being zealous for Him, and we are zealous knowing why we are zealous. We are zealous starting January that we are living for God. This 2023 is for God. We are giving ourselves out for God. And the Bible says, continue to live in reverence. Continue to live in the fear of the Lord. Continue worshiping Him. Amen. Continue to fear the Lord in this time. And the moment you fear the Lord day by day, you know what happens? What happens when you fear the Lord? Proverbs 23:18, which is the preceding verse, says there is a future and a reward for you. And you can remember in Jeremiah, which says the Bible, which actually declared the plans to prosper you. There is a future. The Bible says there's a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. The hope that you have for your family, that one day they'll be together. The hope that you have for your health. The hope that you'll be out of that financial situation. The hope that all will go well with you, each and every aspect of your life. That your health, that your family, that your relationship will go well. There's a future, and your expectation will not be cut off, the Bible says. What you expect will not be cut off. We're not like the world, when the world says that you just hope, but the future will dictate it. You just hope. No, we're not just hoping. We are hoping because there's a sure and a firm foundation. There's a solid ground why we hope. We are not hoping like the world. We are hoping because of something that happened on a lonely cross, in a lonely mountain of skull 2,000 years ago, where Jesus hung there and Jesus Christ cried out, it is finished. And because He said it is finished, there is no any other foundation one has already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the only foundation in which we can hope. Because He lives, we live. Because as He is, so are we. And one of the aspects that actually amazes me about God, it blows out my mind about God, is the New Testament, where Paul actually writes to the Corinthians that there is God of comfort. There is God of all grace, Peter writes. There is God of peace. Which actually Gideon also proclaimed in the Old Testament, Jehovah Shalom. In the New Testament, it's also proclaimed God of peace. There's God of love. And what amazes me of all this in the New Testament is God of hope. Paul writes to the Romans, to the Gentiles, where we had no hope, but God literally through Jesus Christ, through the gospel, you are being saved. We are saved. We are transplanted into Abraham. And the Bible says, God of hope. God of hope. We can hope anew. Why? And what amazes me is that, why should God hope? If He is all sovereign, if He is all knowing, if God is everything, why should God hope? I believe the reason why God hope, it's written that God of hope is to show us that we as mortal, we can still hope. while Adam sinned and everything happened, the fall of humanity, there was hope in the seed of the woman. Now it says that God of all hope, God of hope will fill you. Romans 15:12. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. The reason why he is the God of hope, so that we can look and trust in him. A child can trust in the parent if the parent is what he says he is. Like, for example, when a parent tells his child, do not shout, actually a child will imitate the parent. And that's how we are with God. If God is God of hope, we are being transformed into his image. We become hopeful. So that's why he's God of hope. Despite the fact that he's sovereign, he's everything, he's still a God of hope, so that we, through him, can develop hope. Amen. So the Bible says, there's a verse in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, about those who make idols. The idols are dumb, they can't speak. The idols are blind, the idols are immovable. So the Bible, and God actually left those people who trust in idols, and God said a word which literally is so mind-opening. God said that those who make idols will be like them. The gods, they'll be like them. How much more we will be more of God. As God is holy, so are we. Be holy as I am holy. So the moment we remove the attention from us and we put unto God, we become like him. We are being transformed into the same image as Christ is, through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. So I want us to hope afresh this season. To hope afresh. To stop trusting in other grounds, in the social media. To start looking again unto Christ. And as you all know, the famous hymn that all other grounds are sinking sand. Amen. All other grounds are sinking sand. We are not hoping just because we are hoping. We are hoping because there's a sure foundation in Christ, so that we can stand, we can be the light of the world through Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. So stir up hope again in your life. Stir up the gift, the hope that God has given you, that God has for you. Stir it up and start believing with your mouth, confessing daily that this will happen. My health will come back. I will be prosperous. I am prosperous. I am the child of God. I am not depressed. We are hoping because Christ is hopeful. Amen. That's a new one. We are hopeful because we are transformed into the same image. And the moment we are hopeful, there's a glorious impact that it will leave in our hearts. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12, why should we hope? Why should we hope? The reason why we should hope is since we have this glorious hope, such joyful expectation, we speak freely and openly and fearlessly, not like Moses who put a veil in his face. So the moment we start hoping afresh for God's power, for we start waiting on the Lord, we start hoping, you know what happens? We are free. We speak freely to God. We are open to God. We are fearless. Amen. It's hard to be fearless while you don't have any expectation. When will my next meal come from? When will I do this? When will all this happen? No. We have such a joyful expectation, such a glorious hope, that we are able to be free and open and fearless. actually social media has taken this far off. They put those who are godless in front, that they are having the good times in life, but no, we are fearless, we are open, we are free. Why? Because we hope in Him. There's a sure foundation why we are hoping. There is an hereafter. There is a glorious hope. The end of ages. There is a hope that even our mortal bodies will be transformed into immortality. There is a hope. And we stand upon this hope. This hope will produce faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It will produce forth faith. Amen. So stir up hope. Stir up hope this year. Don't look around. Don't look inside. Look upon Christ. And Christ will renew your hope. He will renew you. Amen. So have a nice day. Have a nice night. May God continue to bless you. And as we are praying, may God open your heart for a new hope, for a fresh outpouring of His Spirit, Spirit of hope. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for who you are. As those who are listening, we, Lord, do pray, Lord, that you may protect them, give them a new hope, give them a fresh hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray and believe. Amen. Have a nice day.